More news stories now, including a Norwich City fan given a day to remember, and the City Council seeks views on tax increases. But first, a young mother wants to highlight her daughter's condition.
Born with very pale skin and a mass of white blonde hair, little Harper Lacey is striking. But the bubbly toddler who loves nothing more than watching Disney's Moana is obsessed with chickens, has had a difficult first 19 months in life after she was diagnosed with albinism. Now her mother, Rebecca Lacey, wants to highlight the condition and the importance of recognising it early, something she said did not happen in her daughter's case. When Harper was born, we asked if she could have albinism and were told that she could have, but nothing else was done. So without concern from the hospital, we came home, said 26-year-old Miss Lacey. But when she was about 8 weeks old, we noticed there was a problem with her eyes. They would move involuntarily, rather very fast. Miss Lacey, who lives in Glen Road, Poringland, with partner Ryan Kemp, a welder, and elder daughter, 7-year-old Alicia, was concerned and told her health visitor, who referred her to a specialist. But it was an agonising 8-month wait until they saw an ophthalmologist at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where it was confirmed Harper did have albinism. Life for Harper hasn't been easy, said Miss Lacey, a former support worker. We asked how could no one have picked this up sooner? Harper will always have vision problems and potentially other health conditions, but Miss Lacey was concerned at the lack of support she felt she had received and said she had found more help on social media.
More needs to be done to publicise where potentially life-saving defibrillators are available in Norwich City Centre, and more need to be installed, say city councillors. Councillors have appealed for somebody to create an app so people can check the city locations of the kit at a tap of their mobile phones. Eton Lib Dem councillors Caroline Ackroyd, Judith Lubbock and James Wright helped raise funds to get two defibrillators installed in Eton, one outside Waitrose and one in Eton Park. But they are concerned over the lack of information about where the device is, which can be the difference between life and death when people have cardiac arrests, are in the city centre. Mrs. Ackroyd raised the issue at a recent meeting at Norwich City Council, where she urged the council to consider doing more to raise awareness of defibrillators.
Work has started on a special sensory garden for visually impaired people. The new garden, which will open in the spring at the Magpie Road base of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NANAB, will be available for use by residents at its Thomas Towell House residential care home and Hammond Court supported homes, as well as visitors to the NNAB who want to enjoy the smells, feel and sounds of the new garden. The project has been made possible through the efforts of the NNAB's fundraising team, as well as a generous £2,150 donation from the Mancroft Lodge, a £250 donation from the Ground Provincial Lodge, and a kind offer by Taverham Nursery Garden Centre to donate sensory plants for the new garden. In addition, family members of residents of Thomas Towell House have made donations, including a garden bench and specialist plants. The garden is being built by the NNAB's own in-house maintenance team, headed by maintenance manager Gary Crisp. More than 5,000 people annually visit its 5 equipment centres in Norwich, King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Cromer to seek advice and learn about new aids available. The charity runs the only purpose-built residential home for 36 blind and visually impaired residents in Norfolk, plus 20 supported flats to promote independent living.
Shoppers at dozens of East of England Co-op stores will be able to buy food past its best before date to help reduce waste. The supermarket chain, which has 125 branches and is East Anglia's biggest independent retailer, is the first major retailer to launch such a movement. The perfectly edible items are on sale for 10p as part of a campaign by the chain to reduce its environmental impact. Tinned goods, packets and dried food, which carry best before dates rather than used by dates, will be included in the scheme. The 10p reduced products will not include used by dated goods, which should not be eaten beyond these dates. According to the Food Standards Agency, FSA, the best before date is about quality, not safety. And food is safe to eat after this time, but may be past its prime. Roger Grosvenor, Joint Chief Executive of East of England Co-op, said, "This is not a money-making exercise, but a sensible move to reduce food waste and keep edible food in the food chain. By selling perfectly edible food, we can save 50,000 plus items every year that would otherwise have gone to waste. The vast majority of customers understand they are fine to eat. It is estimated the UK throws away 7 million tonnes of food every year, the majority of which could have been eaten, according to the FSA."
One of the nation's most famous farmers talked about his TV career and explained why his industry must do more to engage with the public during a talk at a Norfolk college. BBC Countryfile presenter Adam Henson spoke at Eastern and Notley College outside Norwich during an event sponsored by the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association and Lloyds Bank, for which he is a farming ambassador. The TV presenter, whose diversified business at Cotswold Farm Park attracts 145,000 visitors a year, entertained guests with tales of how his rare breed livestock had been used in Hollywood movies, including Mel Gibson's epic drama Braveheart and Ridley Scott's Robin Hood. But his key message was that farmers needed to foster a better sense of public understanding about their work. Henson said, Countryfile's 9 million viewers proved the level of interest in the countryside, but farmers also needed to play their part in transmitting messages about food production and animal welfare.
Members of Norfolk and Suffolk Animal Save held a vigil at Norwich Livestock Market in an attempt to raise awareness about animal welfare. Protesters temporarily stopped vans loaded with animals such as sheep and cattle as they entered the market to check the condition of the animals. The protest was organised by Tom Fenner and Emily Noble, who also lead regular protests at slaughterhouses in Watton and Suffolk. Around 30 people attended the first protest at Norwich Livestock Market, and Mr. Fenner said they would be there every 4 to 6 weeks.
A public consultation has been launched in which Norwich City Council is seeking people's views about a proposed increase in council tax. The authority is proposing a 2.01% rise in the city council's proportion of council tax for 2018-19, a move that would generate about £177,000 in income for the authority, which is facing reductions in government funding at the same time as increasing costs. It would mean an annual increase of about £5 in the amount of council tax a household pays to the City Council. The public consultation is also asking people's opinions on potential changes to the council tax reduction scheme that the authority wants to make to support those on low incomes. Paul Kendrick, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Resources, said, "How we balance our budget under increasing financial strain and plan for Norwich's future in the long term are important issues for everyone who works and lives in the city, as well as its visitors. Please give us your views." Norwich City Council has also made £30 million of savings in the last 10 years through a number of ways, including renegotiating and reletting contracts, establishing new ways of working at lower cost, entering into joint ventures, bringing in grants, increasing the number of services customers can access online, and investing in commercial opportunities. The consultation also wants to hear people's opinions on a long-term vision for the city up to 2040.
Norwich has been named one of the UK's top property hotspots. The Sunday Times revealed their favourite locations across the country to live in, and Norwich was featured among the top five. The piece compared property spots in terms of transport links, best roads to live on, pubs, and how lively the social scene was. Sunday Times writer Tim Palmer described Norwich as everything you want from a city enclosed in a neat, pretty little package. He said, from the ancient pubs and the inescapable gaze of scores of church spires to the modern delights of serious coffee and cutting-edge restaurants, Norwich has the lot and all within walking distance.
Now to our feature, written by Derek James, who looks at the history of the iconic Norwich Cathedral. The reader is Nigel Howard.